Hey, you guys.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We are bi-coastal.
I know, Grits to Glam going bi-coastal. It's definitely a learning curve for both of us. The last time we tried to do bi-coastal on Grits to Glam, it was not it. So we're hoping this experience is a little better for y'all.
Clearly it was not it, as we never released that episode. So, so I'm in LA, Tristan's in New York.
Yes.
Lots of things to talk about. We haven't seen each other in about 2 weeks now. Kind of crazy.
I know. I feel like we've been on our own separate journeys and like really taking the town by storm. I met a gritster last night at Harry Styles in Madison Square Garden. And I mean, that is just the coolest thing ever.
That is
when
the coolest
that happens.
Thing.
And then also someone recognized.
So casual at Harry Styles last night at MSG.
Right. Well, right. Also someone recognize me as average fashion blogger's ex-husband, so that was also interesting as well. But I was really happy nonetheless that someone came up.
Well, I'm happy you are, you know, living your life outside or out in New York, and Courtney's living her life on a cruise. So,
I know, we're both,
you know, exes are really, really,
it's
really,
hard,
really,
but we really like make it work where we can, you know. We just really put in the effort and make sure each
make
other
sure you
are
don't
happy.
Fall in love again. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Well, how was your, what were your travels? How were they? Where'd you go? What'd you do? Tell the people. I know a little bit, but.
Okay. Well, so 2 Wednesdays ago, I guess, I was supposed to fly out that next Thursday to Birmingham. Turns out our flights got delayed. And next thing you know, Matt and I were on a flight to Birmingham Wednesday night. We get in that Thursday morning, sleep all day, basically. But we went in town for a cousin's little lake trip at my grandparents' house in Lake Martin. So much fun. Not a lot of people there. We had a blast.
That was crazy. Like at Knitting Club, when you were like saying that your flights were getting canceled, and then y'all were like automatically going and looking up more flights.
I bought my flight, and Matt was like, well, I'm going to wait until you buy yours. And of course, he waited, you know, 10 minutes and he couldn't even get on my flight. And I was like, okay, well, bye. And then he finally randomly found a flight about 5 minutes before we were supposed to leave. So that was, you know, he was on United, I was on Delta.
That's so crazy. So
I had someone farting the entire time, a baby crying the entire time. Could not even rest my head down because I was in economy comfort, but the way the seat was, the person's seat was in front of me was so far back that when I was trying to lean down, it was just not good. So I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. Great movie.
That sounds fun.
You should watch that because you fly Delta, right?
Yeah.
It's on Delta. So.
One thing about me, I'm going to be Delta loyal, and I don't care whatever airport that I'm flying out of is going to be something else, but I'm going to have to fly Delta because even though, like, with some weather delays, like, that, well, I guess.
Delta has really good customer service.
Literally.
They're always on time.
I need to tell you about, like, the full extent of what I went through the other night trying to get to DC. So like I spent the weekend in LA while Patricia was back home and back at the lake and everywhere like such as and
like such as and so on and so forth.
Right, of course. And I ended up like with the most horrendous travel experience of my life. Like the morning of, like, I think it was like last Wednesday or something. Like I'm getting ready to go to DC. My original flight was supposed to do like leave at 4 a.m. and I was like, I know I'm not going to want to do that or, like, make that. So I ended up changing my flight. Little did I know it was going to cause, like, literal nightmares for me. But I changed the flight, got everything good. Then it kept getting delayed. Then finally it got canceled. Then it was rebooked to land in Minneapolis instead of, like, Detroit or wherever you're supposed to have a layover. And then, like, while we're getting into Minneapolis, the pilot's like, oh, hey, like, you know, like, shit's hit the fan, you know, where we can't really land. Like, we're going to try to, but, like, we can't. And it's, like, literally monsooning outside the plane window. Right. And then we have to finally, after, like, 30 minutes of circling the airport, have to divert to Iowa. And that was just, like, everyone on the, like, flight is in shambles. There are no more flights left out of Iowa for that night, because, like, it's Iowa. Like, sorry for any of the gritsters that live in Iowa, but, like, it was in...
Right.
Right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but do they pay for your hotel?
Yeah, but...
If it's bad weather?
Yes, but that's the part where like, I was fucked, because...
But it's also, like, first come, first serve, basically. Like, if they run out, they're not going to...
It was something else. It was the most... The hotel was terrifying, to put it, like, nicely. And it, like, I literally got to the hotel that night after waiting in line for, like, 2 hours for them to rebook everyone, because, like, they didn't know what to do. And they, like, put me up in a hotel, which was amazing. I didn't have to pay for that. But, like, this hotel was, like, right next to the airport, like, connecting to it. And it was such an interesting experience. I got Burger King, because that was all that was available at the time on DoorDash. And I couldn't get to D.C. until the next morning. And I had to literally wake up at the crack of dawn at, like, 5 a.m., fly from Des Moines, Iowa, to Minneapolis, and then go from Minneapolis to D.C. So, like,
so what time did you land into Iowa?
I think I got there, like, ended up getting there, like, 8.
Which, oh, so, like, you wanted a hotel.
Yeah, like, and I had to. There were no other flights out by the time we got.
Right. Well, I've, like, spent the night in an airport before, and that's because, like, we were in Atlanta going to New York, and there was, like, a big snowstorm, and there was no hotels available, but it was also, like, 2 a.m, and our other flight that we were trying to get on was, like, 6 a.m, so we just were like, well, might as well stay in the hotel.
Yeah, they did gift me 10,000 Sky Miles, so that was really great, but moral of the story for everyone, just take...
You have to take the earlier flight, because if weather starts to fuck everything up,
yeah,
then that means you're the later you go, like, the worse it's going to be for you, because the first flight is fine.
Right.
But, like,
and then just also take a direct flight. Like, I didn't do it because I was trying to be, like, budgeting king, and I was like, right, oh, like, I won't. And I had points to, like, help cover some of the cost. And then I ended up just, like, fucking myself over and spent the night in Iowa, didn't get to D.C. until Friday morning, and had to, like, watch all my friends' stories from Des Moines, Iowa, that were already in D.C. So it was very upsetting.
That is upsetting. When I flew to Birmingham, I had a four-hour layover in Detroit. So
that's where mine was
flying all night. After flying all night, having to sit in the airport for 4 more hours was just miserable, because I'm trying to fall asleep. I can't fall asleep because then I'm having anxiety that I fall asleep right now, I'm not going to wake up for my flight. And I ended up seeing somebody, like, this homewood woman that I, like, a mom of, like, somebody that I knew, and I completely avoided her because I was like, I'm so exhausted, I cannot even make a conversation with you right now. So I apologize, but
I mean, it's hard enough to make conversations with, like, hometown moms, like, when you see them, like, and you're completely fine and you're just, like, at Target or, like, getting coffee. Yeah. But it's another thing when you've been trapped in the airport and, like, they're trying to, like, chit chat and get all the latest gossip. Yep. About you.
Yep. And I'm like, nope, not gonna happen. So I'm glad you made it, and I'm glad your flight to New York was seemingly fine. Yeah, so I ended up staying in Birmingham all last week. Matt was in London. I was like, we already had a podcast recorded, I might as well stay. I have not stayed at home with just myself, and couldn't tell you how long. Matt always stays there with me, and it was nice just to be there with my parents. And honestly, I turn into a hermit when I go to Birmingham because I just don't want to do anything.
Right.
Like, I went to Pilates. My friend Courtney owns a store. I went there every single day, late weekend. It's the best store ever if you're in Birmingham, and they're about to be online. Got
Hell
my
yes.
hair done.
That means we need to get a promo code ASAP.
Yes. I'll tell Courtney, I'm like, as soon as you go online, we need a promo code and I need a free outfit so I can wear on the podcast.
Yep. And you need to, like, try to get me something, even though I'd probably, maybe, like, a nice little.
I need a tote bag.
A tote bag and, like, a little scarf I can wear around my neck would be kind of cute.
Yeah. But then also my dad's in the club championship for his country club, and he wins, like, almost every year. But this year he and his doubles partner, their league didn't let my dad and his double partner play together because they are so good. So now my dad's playing with some random guy. So I got to watch him play a few nights. That was fun. Then I went to Nashville this weekend because two of my mom's best friends live up there. So I was like, might as well go to Nashville. I have nothing to do. It was fun. I could see myself living there. Not now, but.
Like, family goals. Like, I feel like yes. It's like very similar, like, when we look at, like, where we are in, like, a couple years, it's like, or maybe not a couple years, maybe for you, right. But not for me, but, like, Just like,
no, I'd say like 6 years. I don't have any plans to living here yet. But it's like a Birmingham, but better and more fun and like still homey, but also like direct flights everywhere. But and I flew direct out of Nashville back here, which was
awesome. So nice. I didn't realize you did that. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're both on our self-care journey. I literally planned this trip to New York last minute, like right before I was leaving to go to DC. I decided to go to New York. I like didn't really tell anyone. I just kind of like was like, oh yeah, decided to go to New York. And then I realized Harry Styles was going to be in New York, and this trip was meant to be like a like self trip, to be just like on my own, kind of like you were saying, like in Birmingham,
exploring
just
the city.
Yeah, like Sex in the City, like having just like my time in the city just to like chill, relax, like stay in my hotel room. And like I literally haven't left at all today because I was working, but I decided to just like come to New York for the week and see what happens. And then now everyone, like my friends here, are like messaging and texting me, which like love that, like love them. But I'm like, babe, that's not the point of the trip. Like the point
of the trip. You're in New York. You better get your butt up and start walking.
I know. I literally just like last night took everything out of me. I went to Harry Styles.
Yeah, I am a little upset. You know, you just randomly told me, oh, you got tickets. I'm like, we go to these concerts together, Tristan.
I know. It was like.
So like you better watch your back for the LA show.
Oh, LA show. We're going like we need to go to all 15 nights together. This was one of his best shows. And I didn't even know he was going to be at MSG the night that I was here. And like after I booked my flight, I was like, oh, like I saw he was in New York like in a few days. Like I doubt he's going to be playing on a Monday. He was playing on a Monday. So then I like got tickets. Like they ended up not being that expensive. And I was like, okay, like for what I was getting. And
well, I feel like that's the reason why he's doing so many shows in these places. So people can have like.
Yeah, like chances to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
how'd you get to the pit?
That was just.
Sorry, you just need to tell the entire story about Harry Styles. And
yeah.
Then
I'll
sit back.
I flew to DC, or I flew from DC on yesterday, which was Monday, which is like 2 days ago if you're listening to the podcast on Wednesday when it's released. Sorry, confusing. But I flew from DC to New York. First of all, it's like a 30 minute flight. You literally go like up and down. And got there, was like a little bit worried, but I ended up getting to the city around like 4 o'clock, checked into my hotel. And then I was like, I had no real expectations. Like I knew some people like going to the concert. So I decided to like meet up with some people for drinks beforehand. And then we got to the concert, we missed the opener. But like, I think this was my 7th Harry Styles show. So I'm like, okay, like I'm here to see Harry.
Harry. Yeah.
I feel bad for not going to the opener. Cause like, I'm sure they were amazing, but like, it just wasn't in my cards.
You might as well buy drinks that aren't like $20 at MSG.
Right. Before, yeah. Like, so like I get to my seat, I'm in section like 118. It was like literal middle row. And, a friend of a friend of a friend works on Harry Styles' team. And she, we were literally just like texting back and forth, like, oh my God, I can't believe you're at the show. Like, would love to see you. And I'm like, oh yes, girl, like would love to see you too. And, she ended up having like an extra pit ticket. And she was like, I mean, you have really good seats, but like, do you want to go over in the pit? And I was like, I mean, yeah, of course. Like, yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? And so I decided to just like get down on there and sprinted down. And my friend Lily was in literally like section 400, and I asked her if she wanted to come down with me because I had another one. And then our friend Kat, who just moved to New York, she was like in the row beside me, and she's like mega Harry fan, had gone the last 2 concerts that he had. And so we all like sprinted down there, saw some of my Auburn friends, met some Gritsters, met some people who follow me. And it was just like a out of body experience just because of like how.
Would you say the pit's better than like where you were?
I don't know. I think like what made the pit fun was the surprise of it all. And just like the like, oh, wow, like we're in the fucking pit, like a second away from Harry. But like, I'm glad we started off where we did in the hundreds, because the stage is like in the middle and it's the 360 stage. So like you're
in the pit, like there are times that you don't even see him at all.
Yeah. And so like in my original spots, I could see him no matter where he was sprinting across stage. But I think he does a really good job of making sure everyone gets a good view, but
it's a piece of him.
Right. Like the time that he came over to us was just unlike any other. Like that's the closest I've ever been to him. And it was just like, you forget that he's a real person and like goes home and goes to bed after these shows and like puts on his pajamas.
Right. So. You do know the closest I've ever been is literally from me to my computer.
That makes me sick to my stomach.
It was in like 2016. It was the best night of my life. But I can't wait for
him. Didn't you post a picture of that? Or maybe you did? I don't remember.
I think so. But I have a video of him like making fun of me dancing. So.
God.
And he's singing Rock Me. I want you to.
I mean, he is just out of this world. I feel like the fact that I had to wake up and go to work this morning should be illegal. And the fact that he's allowed to put people through that, what I went through emotionally, spiritually, physically, he should be in jail for at least like 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, I would agree. I just don't understand how he has the stamina to do like 10 nights in a row. I guess in New York, he's doing 2 weekends in a row. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did Friday, Saturday. I didn't think he did Sunday, and then did Monday. Are you okay?
What?
Are you looking at something?
Yeah, I'm looking at his tour. I just want to see. So he did. Okay. So New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. Yeah. So then in like starting August 26th, he goes 1, 2, 3. Then he has 2 days off. And then he has 1 September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 7th, 8th, 10th, 14th, 15th, 21st. And then he goes to Austin for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jesus.
But like, I'm wondering if it's like, it's probably easier on him, especially because he lives in New York sometimes. Like in the East Village.
To be able to go home.
Yeah, go home and shower and like get in your own like place instead of like traveling from city to city. I don't know. But I mean, I couldn't do that regardless. Like it was enough for me to like have to like walk and then Uber and then go to the concert. And,
right.
Like, so I could only imagine how he would feel.
Oh, Blood Orange is opening for him in New York next week.
Okay, well, I feel like now would be a good time to tell you, like, I'm really thinking about staying in New York until Sunday because Harry is performing again on Friday, and I don't even know that I'll go, but I'd completely missed in a group chat that I'm in with all my, like, Atlanta girlfriends that they're planning a trip for our friend Logan's birthday this weekend, and they're coming to New York on Thursday. So,
why wouldn't you?
I know, I'd feel like a monster if I like left the city and I know they're all coming. So,
and also you're only in New York Monday through Thursday. You'd like to stay for the weekend.
I mean, yeah. Like I don't think I plan on like going out like I'm going to dinner tonight, but like this weekend could be fun to like I have the day off on Thursday from work, so like we'll see, but I'll probably be back on Sunday. Oh, I just have PTO.
And Friday?
No, but Friday's, like, a chill day, so I'll just, like, wake up, work, like, get everything done, and then, like, be able to walk off.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I would, too. I mean, what do we have? I have 3 different birthdays, apparently, on Saturday, so.
I know, though. I think the only thing I was sad about missing would be Mariah's birthday party.
And Natalie. And Keaton's on Saturday.
Oh, my God, I'm an idiot. Oh, my God, Natalie would murder me. Okay, wait, I'll have to check in on everything and see, because that is... That's bad. Okay.
Yeah, but you're in New York. It's fine.
Maybe I can make it work for, like, I can stay until, like, Saturday morning and then, like, fly out and then go straight to the party.
It's from, like, 2 to 10 or something.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. And it's, like, pulled.
And you have to wear all white.
I was trying, like, I was shopping with her, actually, when she was over at our house to try to figure out, like, an all white outfit, and I couldn't find one that was,
Are they wearing all white?
I think they're wearing like a tan or something. No, they're wearing gold.
Oh, fun.
And the girls are wearing gold and then everyone else is wearing all white. So
that's fun.
But yeah, we'll keep you posted on that. Regardless.
Don't you have a white little shirt like that one you have on?
Yeah.
That you wore to Matt's birthday and then white.
But like
shirt?
I need a swimsuit.
Get a white swimsuit or wear white linen pants or something.
You'd be surprised. White swimsuits are very hard to find. And
I'm saying wear a white linen like pants.
Am I supposed to go swimming in pants?
Oh, I forget you like the water.
Yeah, like once I'm in the water at a pool party, like I'm not coming out. Like,
okay,
even if sometimes I have to pee in the pool, like it's gonna happen.
I did get recognized in Nashville, and I was the most awkward I think I've ever been.
What happened?
At True Foods, and I'm sitting there talking to my mom's friends because my mom was up in the bathroom, and all of a sudden this girl comes up to me. She's like, "Are you Patricia?" And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, my God, I'm such a huge fan. I'm like, I'm not used to that because I'm used to it being like, oh, my gosh, I love you because of Matt.
Yeah.
Or like love grits to glam. And I was like, nope, just me. And I was like, okay, thanks, Mallory. So shout out to Mallory if you're listening to this. I'm sorry if I was really uncomfortable, or not uncomfortable, but awkward.
We're still learning how to do this.
Yeah, my face was so red. I was like, I'm in Nashville. Like, yeah. I mean, I guess it's the South.
It's so weird, like, leaving. Because, like, obviously, like, LA is a little different. But, like, when you come to a new city and, like, Atlanta or, like, even in D.C., like, someone came up to me. Like, I had, like, two or three people come up to me in D.C. And I was like, this is so fucking nuts. Like, we're literally, yeah, like, across the country. I mean, I get, like, our audiences are probably more, like, Southern-based. Yeah. But it's just, like, still kind of crazy. Oh, my God. I thought the housekeeping was knocking at my door, but they weren't.
Have you gotten room service? That's
what. I don't know if they have room service. I haven't even tried. I literally just, like last night I got food, and then tonight, or today I, like, ordered breakfast, and then, like, I'm going to dinner tonight, so I haven't had time to really.
Where are you,
like,
going to dinner?
I don't. Oh, it's called Pineapple Club. It looks That's really fun. Cute, and the food looks phenomenal. Also,
you need to go to this bar that we went to.
What's it called?
We went with Rod and Erica and Scott. It's like we saw the dude from Stranger Things and his girlfriend, Charlie Heaton, I think.
Ooh.
And then, hold on, New York.
Also, Erica's coming to New York on Wednesday and we're going to hang out.
It was. Hold on.
Waiting, buffering.
It's in the East Village. Okay, I'm on there. Well, my phone's buffering.
Well, while you're looking, I'll say I'm staying at the Moxie Hotel in the East Village and could not recommend it enough. It's such a cute and small
Joy Face.
Joy Sorry. Face. What kind of vibe is it? Like,
there's a waterbed in there. You would love it.
Oh, wait, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a waterbed in the corner, like kind of really small vibes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been there once. I don't really feel, but it was so fucking cold. And also, that was when, back in December, when, like, the surge of
COVID.
What was the other variant that was happening?
Delta,
I think. Yeah, that bitch was running rampant through New York. So, like, we were only in there for, like, a little bit.
Ah, okay, so the Moxie Hotel, you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's really great. I like the Ludlow, but it was just too expensive for this go-around. And so I'm here at the Moxie. It has such a cute view. I feel like very city. And we need to get these blinds for our house. They're like the blackout shades. And they, like, when you close the shade, it is pitch black in here. Like, it is insane.
For our living room?
Like, for our living room and, like, bedrooms. Because, like, I really need
my bedroom is dark.
And mine's
not. I use my chip clip.
Yeah. Your chip clip curtains work. But my curtains aren't blackout, and so I don't have, like, I need a little bit extra of
So wait, if you stay, are you gonna stay at the Moxie or are you gonna stay with your friends?
I kind of want, well, their hotel room's already full because they have four people in it, and I'm not trying to sleep on a cot. I don't do cots. I don't think that's in my cards. And so I think I might go try out, like, another hotel, like a more, like, a nicer one, since it's less time. And then, like, I'm going to say to my friend Peter on Thursday, and then Friday, I'd probably look into getting a new hotel.
Oh, yeah, Peter and Tom. I forgot they're in there.
Yeah. So that's who I'm going to dinner with tonight, is Peter and Natalie. I don't think Tom's coming. We'll see.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. I'm jealous.
Well, what else do we have to chit-chat about? I know you made our schedule.
Let's
need to look
see.
At it.
Oh, well, number one, thank you for 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Finally.
That's amazing. We're literally so happy. Sorry you guys have to hear the ads at the beginning of the episode, but, like, it pays the bills and it keeps the grits to glam alive, okay?
Right.
And we are literally so happy I could cry. We're now in the YouTube Partner Program, so we're just, like, making and raking in so much dough. I'm kidding. The YouTube Partner Program, like, is not. I think you get, like,
have you seen how much we've gotten paid? Because I saw it.
Oh, my God. What was it?
$2.60.
Hell yes.
Rich.
Hell yes.
I saw it and I was laughing so hard, but it was like, I mean, you know what?
That's
doesn't,
like,
matter.
It's like when we start, like, with on Anchor, like, they literally have, like, you get paid, like, per, like, some, like, click,
it's like
rate.
CPM or
yeah, and it's like it's not that much, but, like, it does, like, add up in the grand scheme of things, especially like we were able to hire our new intern Christian, and
yes,
he's absolutely a delight, like, so amazing. making our TikTok videos. Thanks for everyone who applied.
Yes, thank y'all. And you know what? Maybe in the future we'll need somebody else. So
yeah, like maybe once we like we'll need like a producer intern like to help out Alexa and just like, you know, when she needs the day off, which was today, like we will need them to like run the show. So I don't know. It's really exciting.
It is. It is. Oh, so I have a funny story, kind of. I don't know if it'll be funny when I say it. But so this past weekend, I was at the lake with my cousins. And, you know, number one, Matt thinks he's so cool because my cousin Mary Farley has a new boyfriend and it was his first time coming, you know, to meet the family. And, you know, Matt's like trying to like welcome him in, thinking, you know, I'm so cool. I've been in the family for 3 years now. I'm like, shut up, Matt. Like, whatever. But
he's like, this cousin, isn't my first rodeo.
Yeah. So my cousin Miller, so we always, my brothers joke that my phone case looks like JoJo Siwa. So if you're looking on video, I have a smiley face pop socket, a Maud Latour sticker that's very colorful, and a Target little, whatever these things are called. What are these called? Phone chain. That looks like a candy cane, basically. So my cousin Miller, he's, you know, good old country boy. Lives in, well, he's about to move to Nashville for his new job, you know, works in like construction,
moving
blah, blah, blah.
The big city.
Yeah. So he's like, who's JoJo Siwa? And all of a sudden Matt goes, you know, Miller, you actually really remind me of JoJo Siwa.
What?
And Matt was like, or Miller was like, wait, what do you mean? I need to see this person. He was like, Matt's like, you know, the way you carry yourself, like just the way, like, you know, like y'all do things, like y'all really remind me of each other. We had Miller going on for probably 15 minutes and it was the funniest thing. And then we finally pulled up a video and I was like, the whole time I'm laughing, I'm like, does Miller really think, like he really thought he was being serious that like Matt said, like he reminded him of JoJo Siwa.
Very so good, fine. Matt. That's so
I know.
Good.
I was like, that was good, Matt. That was, you know, finally.
Oh my God. That's really funny.
It was pretty funny.
Oh my God, there was something I was going to tell you too, but I kind of forgot what it was.
Yeah, what'd you do in LA last week?
Oh, wait, I don't remember. Wait, shit.
Or
like,
last weekend.
I'm having to like go back and like think of my days. Let's see. Oh my God, there was something I was going to tell you. Okay, we were talking about like Nashville, your cousins, Matt.
Southern. JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God, I just thought. It was this funny story one time when we were going to a formal and like me and Patricia went to Auburn for like, if you don't know that yet, like, I don't know how, but like, whatever. We went to Auburn and we were on the formal bus going from Auburn to Atlanta. And there was this like really, really Southern guy. And like, I had interned in Atlanta the summer before then. So it's like, I was like, oh, I'm used to this. And he was like, I ain't never been to a city this big before. Like, the buildings are so tall and high. And I was like, I thought he was like fucking with me. And then I was like, and he realized like, and I realized he wasn't fucking with me. Like he, like I actually never been to a city before like that. And like Auburn was like one of the biggest cities I've ever been to. And then obviously like Atlanta, like shell shocked.
It was
and
like, no, it's funny. Like how these boys are like, they're just good old Southern homegrown men that have never been like anywhere. And they don't really care to go anywhere.
That just like, sounds like insane. Like I hate to bring up my grandma again, how she's never gone anywhere, but like I just think of all the things like they could be in New York or LA right now, not saying even like you have to go to those two cities, but like go like literally anywhere like outside of your state and like
I go just, to Biloxi, like, Mississippi and gamble.
Right, they have great casinos, like casinos on the water, like so much fun. I literally grew up, which I am lucky. I feel like my grandparents, like, love to gamble, and they, like, taught me how. So I feel like I was lucky growing up in the South where I could, like, go to these places. But, like, I just, like, it blows my mind.
Speaking of games, I want to learn. So my mom's friends in Nashville, all of them are into playing Mahjong.
Oh, which is like, I used to love playing that.
You know how to play?
Well, I play on the, I used to play on my iPad.
Okay, that's, my aunt does it on her phone and loves it. But they all play it, like, you know, in groups and like have like the Mahjong set. And I want to learn and I want to start a Mahjong group.
Wait, I think we should. Like,
I really think we should too.
Like, honestly, that could be fun. Like extension of knitting club. Like if you don't want to
knit.
Like
half knitting, half Mahjong and have, you know, on your table over there.
I mean, we can also start like another game night. Like we can do like, you know, multiple different outings.
Wednesday knitting, Thursday
games and then drinks and then Friday through Sunday. It's all a blur.
Yep.
Well, I think that was all I had. I didn't really, I mean, I'm just in New York for the foreseeable future. Like, maybe I'll move here. Sorry.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
I don't know. I really love it. And I know you love New York too. And it's just like,
it just sucks how expensive the apartments are.
It's so stupid for like a literal size that I'm in right now that only fits
would
like
be
a bed.
more than our rent combined.
Like our house. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, it just makes no fucking sense. But I think it's like, I love
the energy is so,
it's so nice. And like, people are just like bebopping around. Like, I'm going to go walk to dinner. Like, it just sounds so, but I do have a bone to pick with everyone here. Like, I, number one, they do walk everywhere, which I think is like bonkers. Like, I understand, but they're like bikes and stuff. Like, why wouldn't you just take a bike or a scooter? And they think that like a literal 25 minute walk is like, oh, like walk in the park. Like, no, I'm like sweating. So, but I think I would get really skinny here, which I'm kind of loving. Like, I would literally be
Yeah, because you're forced to walk everywhere, because then it's like, I'm not spending $40 on an Uber to go literally a 20 minute walk. You start to like, you know, calculate it that way in your head. But when Matt and I were there, we walked a lot, but we also took the subway a lot. I know it's like dangerous. Just don't wear your headphones. I don't think you'll be fine. But like, the subway is like a dollar to go places.
Yeah, I don't mind the subway. And I love like scooters, and the city bikes are like my favorite way to get around the town. Maybe, wait, no, not scooters here. Just the city bikes.
City
here
bikes.
I really like. Yeah, because they have bike lanes and like everything. So it's like so easy.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for me.
That's all for me, I guess. Oh, also go watch The Bear if you haven't. I know I'm probably last on that, but I watched it.
Oh, I think I started that. I don't know. I started
the first two episodes are kind of like, but it gets really good.
Did you watch the new Game of Thrones situation?
No, but our friend Fabian's in it.
Yeah, I mean, he was the best character, just like simply based off his looks. Like, I mean, he did a great performance as well, but I was literally watching for him and I could not understand anything
else. Well, the reason I haven't started it, because I don't really understand, like, do what you need, because I only watch like three seasons of Game of Thrones. Like, do you need to watch Game of Thrones to understand? I know it's a prequel, but like,
I mean, I don't think so. I didn't. I went in, like, I could probably pick up of, like, but it's just, like, the time, like, barrier of, like, it's just, like, they're all speaking differently. Like, you don't even, they're, like, fighting for no reason, like, beating the shit out of each other and, like, stabbing people and there's blood going everywhere. So, I don't know. Like, I don't think you have to watch it, because I didn't. And I was like, okay, I can kind of get the gist of it. And, like, I didn't right. have, like, but I did have to know, like, they had to tell me, like, okay, this person's in this family. All the people in this family have the same color hair, like, all of that. So I didn't really.
Those are the dragon people.
Yeah, like the Targaryen or
Target. Yeah, those, the Target people.
Oh, the Target employees. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got some new boots from Target this weekend.
What color?
They're tan. I had to order them because they were out of my size, but they're really cute.
You're in the Targaryen.
Yes. The Target Targaryen fam. Wow. Yes. Well, you have fun in the big city.
I will try. And I would love from the Grid Stars. I know there's some of you that don't follow me, which is like really fucked up. But like, I'm going to give an ask this week. I'm like bearing on the line of 20K on Instagram and I keep getting it and it keeps losing. So like, I don't like maybe go like subscribe to me or sorry, follow me on your dog's Instagram or something. Cause I'm really tired of seeing that like beautiful number and then it going right back down. That's going to be Tristan_Watson. Thank you so much.
My computer just completely stopped, so I hope it's fine.
Oh, what happened? Yeah, I mean, I still see you.
Okay. Well, go all follow right, well, Tristan. Follow me. Keep subscribing. Keep liking. Keep watching. Keep grits to glamming your life.
Hell yes. We love you all guys right. so much, and we'll see
love
you
y'all. See
in
you
person
next
week.
Maybe if you come home.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? All right,
bye.